The Philippine government has rejected a ceasefire declaration from the largest rebel group in the southern Philippines, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front. The government remains skeptical of the rebels' motives. The Philippine military says the rebels are trying to regroup to continue their struggle for Muslim self-rule. Most of the country's 5 million Muslims live in the Mindanao region, 600 miles south of Manila. Mike Cohen reports from Manila.
Philippine President Joseph Estrada has rejected a ceasefire offer by the Moro Islamic Liberation Front rebels, who declared a 48-hour unilateral ceasefire that will take effect on Saturday, May 6th at 6 a.m. MILF Vice Chairman for Military Affairs Al-Haj Murad stressed that the ceasefire is the product of an appeal made by civilians affected in the ongoing clashes between Muslim secessionist groups and the military. President Estrada says the Philippine government is tired of the continuing cycle of ceasefire, skirmishes, and fighting, and returning to negotiations that break down. This, Estrada says, has plagued efforts towards peace and development in the Philippines' largest island and most prosperous region of Mindanao. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines and the Mindanao Islamic Council had appealed to the MILF for an end to hostilities to allow for civilians to leave zones of fighting. The MILF agreed. Over 400 have died in renewed fighting that broke out April 29th. In 31 battles, most of the casualties have been civilians caught in the crossfire. Estrada's rejection has been popularly received. Surveys say the president's recent pronouncements have improved. His public ratings prior to the fighting hit the lowest ever for a Philippine president, the Gallup polling organization said. However, since the fighting has intensified, his ratings have risen by 30 points. This even with an embarrassing hostage crisis. But Estrada says opinion polls have nothing to do with the conflict, and the government will negotiate a lasting peace effort in Mindanao while the military has an upper hand in the fighting. Meanwhile, after a night of wandering the jungles of Jolo Island, extremists have gathered together 21 hostages, 10 of whom are affluent tourists kidnapped from an exclusive resort in Malaysia, and showed them to an emissary of the chief government negotiator. The emissaries and the Abu Sayyaf have renewed talks to negotiate a release. They say the hostages are tired, but in good spirits. For NPR News, I'm Mike Cohen in Manila.